Yom. The Shurim Heg the Shishim Yom. Who machuizim, a boyka verif. But Rabbi asking, what's the Mishnah talking about? You learn about Baal Choyv, that someone's coming to collect money, or the Kechovim, that he's a guy collecting from Ribbis, so Mitzayas, does he wait for 30 days? He wants the money right now. El Pshita Baal Choyv Yisrael. So that a Baal Choyv of Yisrael is coming to collect his money. The question is then, why does Bezdin sell the property of the Yisraelim? Why does Bezdin sell altogether? So Bishlam, the Rafun, the brother, the Yeshua, Muki, Lopi, Shachayiv, Maida. According to him, we have a good answer on the Mishnah. We're talking about now, before the father died, he admitted that he didn't pay up the Chayiv yet. So we're not afraid it was paid up, therefore we collect from the Yisraelim. But then, the Rapapa Kasha, according to Rapapa, he says, always priest Bachayiv is a mitzvah. And Bezdin doesn't do a mitzvah for Ketanim, so how come Bezdin makes them pay up now? To Kasha and Rapapa. Or Rapapa answers, the boy said in one town says again, Ksuba Mishem China. One answer could be the Mishnah's talking about where an Isha was a collector Ksuba, and that's a Nusvar Mishem China, that men should find grace in the eyes of the ladies, that they always want the wife to always collect the Ksuba at the right time. And the boy said, if one I could tell you about the Chayyab Chum, talking about a guy, Shekibul Allah B'din Yisrael, that he accepted to be done like a Jew, meaning to say he'll wait for 30 days. But the reason why we sell the property now is because there's interest involved. And we don't want your son to be eaten up completely. If the guy accepted like to wait, listen to the Jews, so why don't we tell the guy to wait until he becomes a godly ready? The answer is no. He only accepted to wait 30 days. That much I'll wait. If you want me to wait a year, 10 years, till he becomes a godly, then I won't wait. Tashima, come in here. It says like this. It says, Almanas Litin Liisha Ksuba. It says that you have to, when you sell the property, you have to say clearly why you're selling it. It says, Almanas, you have to speak out, Litin Liisha Ksuba, Nabal Choyvay. You have to speak out clearly. These are one of the two reasons why you're selling the property. So the Mayaskin, what are we talking about over here? And then if you want to tell me the Baal Choyvay, the Kechovim, that the Baal Choyvay, the one that's collecting the money, is a guy right now, and it requests a ribbis. That's why we sell the same as property. Again, the question is mitzayis, where the guy listen and wait for 30 days. And the pshit that Havimin was a Baal Chayv Yisrael, a Jew. So Bishleim, the Rafun, the brother of Yeshua, again, look, like Bishchayv Meida. As the answer we're talking about now with the owner, before he died, the father said, clearly he owes the money. So therefore, there's no shali paid up ready, therefore, we'll sell the property right now. And the Rapop, again, that says only Mishra Mitzvah, that's why we don't sell the Yisraelims, so now they're still kids, we shouldn't sell it. So Bishleim Miksubi Kriyatsa Mishram Chimur, that's the reason why we sell it. Ela Balchayv Kasha, if it's a regular Yisrael, there's no ribbis involved, so why are we selling it? The answer is no, he can't have properly in the middle of Balchayv Kachavim. He's a guy and his ribbis has interest involved. And the reason why we're selling the property is that the Yisraelim should not lose out the interest of all the years. Well, Kugayin again, Shekibu Al-Rodim Dini Yisrael, that the guy accepted to wait the 30 days until the Bezdin will pay him up. The question is, Nochemol, I kibla lintaluhu adigadli. If he accepted to wait, let's wait and wait, let the guy wait until the Yisem become Gedalim. The answer again is no, kibla lazu, kibla lazu. We only accepted to wait 30 days and not to wait so long. So, Kotel, there's no cash on Rapapa. Now, the Mos has a third reason. Ravam Mishum Shaver. Not really a third reason, but another reason why we don't collect money from Yisraelim, because they have to be afraid maybe there was a receipt. That's like Rafuna. And maybe the father really paid it up. In other words, somebody now, Reuven is coming now with a shtar chayv saying that your father owed this money. So the reason why Bezdin doesn't make the Yisraelim pay up now is you have to be afraid maybe it was paid up and maybe the father has a receipt. And even though this Reuven, the Baal Chayv, has the shtar, the reason why it wasn't ripped up was because the Leiva has a receipt. So that's why we don't make the Yisraelim pay up. Are this Omele Rafuna Bred Rav Yishu L'Rava? Or Michashin L'Sheva, are we afraid that maybe it was paid up and there's a receipt involved? If you're tonight, we learn like this. HaNefresh Le'Befonav. Anytime Bezdin takes away money from you when you're not around, let's say a person goes out of town and doesn't have to collect up from him, so Le'Tifre L'Beshuv. You only have the right to collect if they swear they didn't get the money yet. Rashi says, "Going Chesholach Lo Baal Get and Dinas Yom," where the husband sends a get to his wife and living on the other side, and he went over the ocean. So when she gets the get, she wants to collect the ksuba. So Dinas, we let her collect it if she swears she didn't collect it yet. The Yom Rav Acha Sarah Bira, that nice once happened. Bolif the Rav Yitzchak Nafchul Antuchi. It once happened the case in Antuchi like this. That the Yomar Lo Shonu Al Ksuba Sish was only said that by Ksubis Ishi we let it pay up, Shloi Bifnei the Baal. Mishum Chino, because there we always say we want them to find grace, we want to be nice to them, we always let them get the Ksuba. Abo Baal Chayv Loi, but a Baal Chayv that comes to collect, let's say the Loiva skip town, so we don't let the Baal Chayv collect the money right now if the Loiva's not around. But Gersa should be Verovo Omar, Rav Nachman, no, Afilu Baal Chayv Nam, even a Baal Chayv also, we let him collect the money now. If the Malvus, if the Leiva skip town, we let the Malvus collect even without the Leiva being here. And the question is why? Vi chayish to show if you're afraid that maybe from the shtar is no good was paid up, there's a receipt. Hasam namin echesh, there also. Let's be afraid, maybe this Malvus has a shtar really was paid up already. And there was a receipt involved. And the Leiva has a receipt. So how can we let the Malva collect without the Leiva being here? Why are we afraid? Maybe there was a receipt already written on the shtar. Or Malay, Yinsen's back, Hossam, there's a different reason. Could you mean like we say the reason over there, Taima? Shleye kolecha noito moisa shechadera v'erlech v'yeshev levim dinas hayom. That's a takona for every Malva. Otherwise, people won't lend money. Because if the Malva would know that he lends money, and then the Leiva just has to run away, skip town, and he can never get his money back, so every Leiva will do that, they'll just skip town. In order to make a takona that doesn't help to skip town, there they had to make a takona. Now if the Malva comes to collect the money and has a shtar and the Leiva is not in town, then we have a right to collect even Shleiva Fonov. There had to be this takona, or else people won't lend money. So if we've got a kasha way over here, we're saying the Rebbe says the reason why we don't collect from Yisraelim is because of a shaiva. On the Rebbe says like this, we don't go down to sell the property of Yisraelim to pay up until they get oil them. Again, because we're afraid, maybe the money was really paid up already. But if the imam at Tunulessa, the father said before he died, Tunu, give it, then it's Kokokin. Then the father we do, we're not afraid it was paid up. The father said, give it. What's going to be Sardizu and Monazu? The father said clearly, this field belongs to Ruvain, or this money belongs to Ruvain, the Zakokin. And Vema made an apotropos. We don't have to put an apotropos here, someone to take care. The father said clearly, which property goes away, so we give away that property to the person. What's going to be the father stam says, Sardistam, I owe Ruvain a field. They didn't say which one. Or else the monastam, I owe Ruvain money. He didn't say which money. Then, shrewdness, Kakukin, that Bezdin goes down to the property right now to pay up. But, umamidim apotropis, Bezdin first put an apotropis, a guardian there, to take care, to make sure they pay the right property, not to make sure the assignment gets shipped. Because now we have to value which property yes, which property no, exactly how much money. Now Bezdin puts down an apotropos there, a guardian to take care. Amri Nadoi, they say, Vekuno Nizrakukin, Umamidin Apotropos. In all cases, Doctor, we go down to collect from the Yisraelim's property, and we put an apotropos there to make sure they don't lose out. Levad excluding Menimtsa Shodesh Shenishalai. That let's say two of them come and tell the Yisraelim, you know, this property you have did not belong to your father, it belongs to somebody else. Then we don't need any apotropos. The story is the Yachzuki Sadeh B'Shak Lemech of Kinnom. We're not going to be afraid. Maybe these Edom are lying. We're not afraid Edom come to lie. So therefore, if Edom tell us, you should know this property you have did not belong to your father, belong to somebody else. So that's it. We listen to the Edom and we give the property back to somebody else. But any other time that we have to go collect money from the Yisraelim, we put an apotropos there. Rashi says B'Kula means that even if the father said Sadezu Manezu, still we put an apotropos there. Yeah, because until it gets paid back, we have to have a guardian there. Amar Rav Ashi, Hilkach, therefore, is the Kulke Lemes Akinon. Why? The Amar Rav Hilkach Sayin is Akakin. That Stamazir from Yisraimim, if Stamabalachayv comes, we don't go to sell the field right now. Like Rav asked before, we're afraid maybe there's a shaver, maybe it was paid up. So Min HaStam, we don't go to sell the property now until it becomes a Godel. Ein Zakin. But Vima Takinon, if for any reason Bezdin does see fit not to go to pay up the money, Maglin and Apotropos, then yes, Bezdin first has to put a special guardian there, an Apotropos there, to make sure the Yisraelim don't lose out, and this property is sold the right way, everything is done the right way. Because the Amri Nadoi says like this, the Kulon Nizokin, Umamid and Apotropos. In all cases, Taka, we do put an Apotropos. Levad excluded only one case, Minim Se Sodeh Shein Shaloi. Only in the case we find that the property doesn't belong to him. And the story is there, Yazuki Sadi B'Shakl Mechaskinon.
Like if two Eidim come and tell us clearly this property doesn't belong to him, so then we listen to the Eidim. And then you don't need an apotropis. Then right away we tell the Yusayimim, this property is not yours. But any other time that we don't stop, take it away right away. You have to first sit down to make sure the money, how much money, and exactly where, when, what. Then first we put an apotropis. Yeah. So again, this is going even on the side that Bezdin, for some reason, there's ribbis involved, that Bezdin would collect the money right now. But even when Bezdin goes to collect it, first you have to put an apotropis there to make sure everything's done the right way. All right, yeah, we'll stop here.